This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. Had a good weekend. I've been catching up on Dexter 16 years after the fact, and I think I identified the moment last night, late in season four, that people bailed on that show. I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody that's waiting even longer than I am, but I was like, oh, that's what we're doing?
Yeah.
You know, when these shows that are so fond of killing, when they kill off a main character, it can totally ruin the show. Like, I walked away, I think, the very episode that Glenn got it in The Walking Dead, like 6 or 7. I'm like, okay, we're done here.
Yes, I thought that's exactly what I thought of as you were talking about this. Like, The Walking Dead is the one show. I'm somebody that even if I'm really not liking it, I started it. I've got to finish the journey, see how this ends. But The Walking Dead lost me, and I probably hung around like an extra season or two even after that, and I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I wasting my time with this? But Dexter's one I haven't watched. I've heard great things. Eric's one that's tried to campaign to get me to watch it, but he even said the same thing. Like, there is a period where it starts to just kind of lose itself.
Dawson, just be honest. You got tired of watching the show, and you quit.
Well, I think I did quit last night. Yes, I got tired of watching the show.
It's over.
I enjoyed it, but
you were so enthusiastic.
Had a good run.
They were giving me love story like three episodes leading into this, and then it happened, and I'm like, no, I don't. I don't think I can do anymore.
I would,
and it stinks because me and me and my wife, you know, we actually have a show for the first time. I think Game of Thrones, and she's gonna look at me tonight and like, you ready for some Dexter? I'm gonna be like, sure. I'm gonna be fiddling with my phone.
Okay, I thought this was the, you know what, I've kind of identified the point I'm checking out. In reality, you're like, I'm just getting tired of watching this, and I'm going to do something.
That might be it. It might have run its course.
I think it's probably run its course.
I was just looking for a catalyst.
And you're kind of letting us know, you know, and you don't have to. You don't have to let us know that you're hating the show now. But, you know,
you say I'm ruining a segment here?
No.
I'm talking about this?
No.
I think that you're being honest and vulnerable with your feelings, and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I think he's tired of the show.
He clearly stated that. Yeah.
Dawson could go full tilt on something and just completely hit the wall at 200 miles an hour and stop.
Hey, he did give me the Shogun recommendation, though, and that thing was badass.
And if my experience at the Team Texas driving school is any indication, it'd be at about 138, Brian.
138?
I wouldn't get up to 200.
Yeah.
I almost got lapped in that whole thing. I kept thinking about the wall. I learned a great amount of respect for race car drivers that day. The cojones it takes to fly down that straightaway at 190 and yank it left and believe in the physics.
I'm surprised because I give you credit for that time when we were in Arizona and it was raining where you couldn't see and you took a van with no windshield wiper.
Yeah.
And drove and confidently drove. Not like, oh man, I gotta stop here. We're in trouble. You know, you kept going. You went to the point where we ran over the median.
Yeah.
And you felt like you hit somebody.
We all did.
And you went, Oh my God, what just happened?
Big thud.
What just happened?
Gotta get out and look around here.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's an uneasy feeling when you hit something and you're not sure what it was. I was like, okay, it felt like a solid structure.
It was a doo-doom.
Not much give to that.
No.
Okay. I wanted to let you guys know. I know people on the text have been tracking that along with me.
What?
I think it's about an 8-season show.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we can call it a day there.
Oh, here we go.
I might fast forward to the end just to see if they tie it together.
The finale.
Decently, yeah. Okay. Zeke's return is the number one storyline here from the morning news. I'm interested in this. Now he's the veteran. There's less pressure on him. It's a different environment. And I think we're going to see the best of Zeke's personality. You know, he'd been slowly unraveling that thing for the media to see the super fun side of Zeke that he almost always just shows to the players. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to get super fun Zeke for everybody now.
Can people text in yes or no if we'd like to have Zeke as a weekly guest?
Okay.
Can we do that?
Sure.
Just yes or no. Yes, you like to hear from Zeke every Thursday, or no, you wouldn't want to hear from him.
Here's our rules for our weekly guest. It was, you know, Tank and Amari Cooper and Zach Martin. They just can't be under a rookie contract. Yeah. It's some weird rule with the NFL.
Yeah, Joe Looney was really good.
Great,
it might end up being Zach Martin again, but just spitballing here.
We've got to figure this thing out, and we're going to have a chance at camp to like interview these guys, like interview them in a way of like, hey, listen, this is not good enough for our show.
We had a lot of fun with Zeke the last time we got to visit with him at camp.
Yeah,
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun with a lot of the players, yeah. And I think Zeke might be my pick if I had to pick from all those veterans. Obviously, Dak, if that's doable.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, the quarterback, nice. You know, doesn't get much.
What's your Tom Brady, right?
One yes and five no's.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, two yeses now.
Okay. Two yeses.
Now we're rallying with the yeses from Tolo Tiffany and the 817. It's just different when you get an official player show.
Right.
As far as the energy of it, it's a one-on-one. Right. It's a weekly. You build a little bit of a relationship. I understand like those huddle interview scenarios mm-hmm. with Zeke that historically hasn't gotten the most out of him. But I think if you go back and listen to the training camp interview we did with him last year, you might be a little bit more encouraged.
I was just interested to see if folks will be interested in Zeke on a weekly basis.
817 says, introduce Mardi Gras brought us to Zeke and y'all will hit it off fine.
Yeah, there we go.
Dak or Zeke says the 214, if not Diggs. Yeah, Diggs is a strong candidate as well. We'll give you updates on that as we get closer to a partnership and agreement. Team chemistry is interesting. You know, Hooker, Parsons, Tank. Remember the Tank interview from the Super Bowl with Stephen A. Smith?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, where he's talking about we were tired. You know, so I think it's definitely been an offseason that would say could set up for a toxic type of environment. And we'll see how much follow through we have on that or if they're going to come together under Mike Zimmer and play the best defense we've seen. That might be my most exciting thing. Like, you're taking a lot of talented personnel who were playing aggressive, trying to fire gaps. You couldn't get them to play discipline. Now you have a coach that's going to be like, hey, we might not get all the sacks. We might not go for every football, but we're going to play more discipline. And with all that talent, I think it has the potential, especially because it's in line with how the better defenses are playing now. Aggression is out. As defenses have figured a way to sort of get the ball out to mitigate your pass rush. And now it's, you know, it's more about making you pay for your mistakes. And as you saw with the Cowboys last year and their losses, it can be very, very powerful. The second year jump and the bounce back, we're talking about Mozzie Smith and Luke Schoonmaker. Which of those two second year players do you think is going to do it here?
It's, I mean, that's so critical. They really need to
both
find
of them.
Yeah, they need both. They do. I mean, I think the tight end spot is actually pretty strong with John Stevens coming back. But man, I mean, they had Schoonie was brought in here to be an A-plus blocker.
He didn't look like the same player that was playing at Michigan. I'm sorry. I take a lot of pride in not always right about my draft stuff, but I take a lot of pride in looking at, if I don't know a player, I'm going to keep watching until I learn. And I saw Michigan running the football with some physicality, and I didn't see a physical play.
And I just didn't see like improvement.
Yeah.
You know, even Hunter Lipke, we talked about blocking not as strong, so you started to see improvement.
He went
throughout
from
the
half
season.
Man to being square. And when I mean half man, hitting half of the defender, and then he became more of a square blocker. But man, I'll tell you what. They need Mozzie Smith to be big time.
They have to have Mozzie.
They really need him to be big time.
Both those guys playing good would I just do wonders for my optimism. The rookies is the fourth thing, and then contract talks, yada, yada, yada,
yada, yada.
Is the fifth with Dak and CeeDee obviously taking center stage. There, it's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. And here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Yeah. Sure, I got my situations right. How's everybody doing here on a Monday?
All right. Yeah.
Okay, well, we last left off. We had a lady that caught a couple in the pool, trying to smash in the community pool in broad daylight. Rock-a-bye, baby. This is a day two for because we did not get to do Friday's G-Bag of the Day.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was. It was.
You didn't get to do G-Bag of the Day on Friday?
Nah, no, it was chaos. It was chaos. It was chaos for sure.
No.
So let's get into this lady real quick.
It was chaos.
Hey, I definitely just called security on the both of y'all nasty asses while you out here done took your dirty ass panties off in that nasty ass water. That's so
water.
Disgusting. Kids, get in that damn pool. You need to put your nasty ass panties back on, jump your ass back over that f***ing balcony and get the f*** out that pool because that's so disgusting. All the places you can have sex, you gonna choose to have sex out here in the damn pool?
Yeah.
That's so f***ing nasty and dirty as f*** in a chlorine pool. It's okay, I took your video and security is on the way.
She had to take the video, though?
She had to take the video and tell security. And then post the video online so knuckleheads like us on the radio in Dallas can play it. Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Man, I mean, in their defense, I don't think the swimsuits take away any of the nastiness that's on the human body.
No.
When you go into the pool.
Not at all. Like yeah. I'm saying, I'm not even mad at them. They would have did that past midnight. I couldn't get mad.
Yeah, it's just the daylight
thing. It's just the daylight situation. Yeah, I'm tripping,
bro.
A kiddo
can come over there, and yeah, it's risky.
Lane Kiffin, I wanted to play this on Friday, but he kept the receipts on Paul Feinbaum.
He did.
Here we go.
Kept the receipts. Talked to him straight to his face.
I was going through a deep depression over this incorrect guilt that you tried to lay on me, which preceded that move. Had something to do with Southern California.
Oh, yeah. When you got me fired at USC, I got myself fired at USC, but you didn't
help.
It's
a better story if I got you fired.
You really didn't. Because it is a true story that the athletic director and the president were on that trip. We were playing that night. And you were on college game day, and you had to make your big splash. And they were watching it, because I know the other person in the room that was watching it with them. And you said, what a joke I was, and I'm the Miley Cyrus of college football coaching, and I should be fired. And they looked at each other, and later that night I was fired.
Yeah. By the way.
So, but hey, look what happened. I would have never gotten to work for Coach Saban. All these other things wouldn't happen. So I appreciate you for helping getting me fired. Thank you.
I mean, look at what you're doing today. You're predicted to go to the playoffs. And look at Miley Cyrus. She's had a nice comeback,
too. So you're wrong on that.
Oh.
I mean, you put me down with that. So really, I don't really know what you're good at. Like,
Coach
Saban was done. That didn't happen. You basically said Miley Cyrus stinks, and she's still going.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's always great to be ridiculed by Lane Kiffin here at SEC Media.
Well, anyway.
Wow. Yeah.
Awkward.
I don't even know what you're good at. What are you?
What are you good at?
What are you doing here?
Coach is fired, I guess. He's on the Lane Kiffin train now. And now he's trying to get Lincoln Riley fired at USC.
Yeah.
Who invited you? How did you get in here?
How did you get in here?
They checked your credentials, bro?
I'll tell you what, though. I admire Lane Kiffin for sitting down with him, though. If there's a legitimate hate between those two, Lane Kiffin could have avoided Paul Feinbaum easily. Yeah. He could have just said, nah, we ain't doing this today. But he went and
he sat on down.
He sat on down and said, hey, I'm going to say this to your face. I don't appreciate what you did to me at USC, and I haven't forgotten it.
He said, today I got time, cuz.
Yeah.
You can drop off your kid and run my fade.
Yeah.
all right, yeah, the Gators were biting my man Ross on Friday.
Hold on. Do you think maybe Dad on his way out said, don't have any regrets, son. Give him hell. Don't pull any punches.
He said,
I mean, Lane just lost Dad. He's out here throwing heat, isn't he?
Yeah. His dad probably told him, hey, if you have to do anything, get back at Feinbaum.
As he was holding his pop's hand on the bench.
Feinbaum, that dad.
That
what do you
troll.
Mean? Feinbaum. You know that guy in Birmingham.
My last wish.
And, yeah. Get Feinbaum.
Famous last words.
Fine. Got it, Dad.
Y'all are wild, bro.
No! Come on, cuz.
Oh, Brian.
It's super dark. Brian is working in the blue right now.
I'm just telling you, man.
That's good radio.
Monty fell asleep on my shoulder on a bus ride one time coming back from KC.
I remember that.
He played. Hey, he called
I remember when he fell asleep at a game.
I was typing a report about how great his defense played, and Monty's head was on my shoulder as I'm. Monty was dialing it up today. He was drooling on my shirt.
I always think about when you say that. I think about the dude at the Alamo. What is that? Alamo
Draft House.
Draft House. I was watching the movie. My man was neck back, mouth open, snoring next to me. Just. Oh. I was like, dude, I'm even gonna wake you up, man. You're a tired man right now.
Tired, man.
I'm gonna let you get this one off.
Yeah. You're gonna wake up well rested with a kink in his neck.
Yeah.
Oh. Can't move.
So I'm trying to just watch Civil War, bro. The Gators got onto Ross because I was out there at the Texas. I'll probably never be able to leave the studio ever again.
God. It's nice having you out, Lucius.
Yeah, he tried to play audio. It didn't play. My intro was off. Just everything was terrible. Shout out to you, Ross. But this is how the segment ended.
Hopefully there's still a pulse on Ross if he gets the opportunity to throw it to break here.
Yeah.
He's having everything's spinning, I would imagine. That's why we love live radio. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just gotta power through, and we will get back to the G-bag of the day. Potentially.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Maybe.
No guarantees.
Allegedly.
On a mail-it-in Friday. That was a historical G-Bag of the day here. Appreciate you rocking with us live at Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus is going to give us a Krusty's Corner for the ages coming up next.
Guys,
coming up Monday morning on Sean and RJ. How did the Rangers start off the second half of their season against Baltimore? And a Josh Abbott band ticket giveaway during the expressway. It's a Monday morning with Sean and RJ. Oh,
somebody got to read?
We good, Ross? I'm sorry.
Yes. Oh, gosh. No. No way.
No.
Ross has been here like 6 months, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Reg, what's up?
Reggie.
All right, fellas. So the cutting off the tees, that was Ross. Coming back from break, that was actually me. I thought that y'all had a read. I came in to help him out. And so the last part was me. I will take that. Ross already had. He had a tough go of this.
Yeah,
so
I have to
take a teammate. He didn't sell you out, man. He didn't sell you out.
No, Reggie
came in and helped out.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that he had cut off the tees. I thought that he had somehow cut off what was like supposed to be a live read. So the last part, that was Reggie. That was me. I'll put my hand up.
It's a teammate right there, Reg.
And Reggie's wearing, I think, the best Texas Rangers hat I've seen in a long time. What is this? What edition is this?
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. One of our great listeners, Rachel Ring, made sure to grab me one.
Yes. And nice.
Really sporting it because it looks great.
That's beautiful.
That's very cool.
All right, fellas.
Well, thank you for that update, Reg.
Yeah. Shout out to Reg. Came to shoot my man some bail, didn't he? Shot Ross some bail. Yep. But no, I'm going to play the whole segment of G-Bag of the Day for LA Live in there because you have to hear it just construct. And crescendo with that ending right there.
I can't wait.
Last one before I get out of here, man.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes, and Reverend Ike. Yes, I watched some Reverend Ike clips on Sunday, you know, to get my mind right. And I seen some Tolo's names in the likes.
Okay.
Of Reverend Ike. Yeah, I'll see y'all out here.
All right. Spreading the good word.
Yeah, get your visualization and your meditations and your manifestings. For that money. Real quick right here. This is for Woolchuck. I'm pretty sure you'll like this one, though.
Thank you.
Maybe you need to forget all these lies. We need to start focusing on the truth, the truths and principles found in the Bible.
Yeah.
Happens to the best of us, man.
We need to fart. That is a fact, though.
Yeah, that is
a fact.
Maybe you need to forget all these lies. We need to fart start.
Yeah.
Your fart start.
Genius, indeed. Is it the couple in the pool? Is it Lane Kiffin? Mm. Is it Chiafalo vamping through a Gator Fest in the Pimp Cup? Or is it the farting preacher?
They destroyed Ross, too. I mean, they had each and every body part. They didn't even have to, like, fight over body parts. It was just enough for all the Gators. Well, you got to hear them talk, too. He had no idea what was going on.
You guys, what?
You have to cut that gator open and put Ross back together.
Yeah. Dustin got him.
I'll vote for the farting preacher, Lucius. Oh. How about you?
Oh, wow. Where was I? I'm going with the gator situation, I guess. I don't know here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the chaos that was our guy Ross, and I love you, Ross.
Lane Kiffin gets a vote today.
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It is the G-Bag of the Day from Friday. Okay, coming up next, it's time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. Brian, what you got?
Yeah, I got a scouting report on a couple of defensive tackles I think you need to know about. We'll do that next.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.